The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm Chris. Y'all are the people. I just had a really funny idea before this episode of, like, what if I sang, like, the tail end of a song, and then I was like, well, those were the smooth stylings of it, and then I make up a name, and then I'm like, next up is Chris vs. the People, and then I'm like, hey, guys, as me. Anyways, as you can tell, I did give up on my tolerance break with marijuana. It was a good run. I gave myself 3.5, almost 4 days. And on that fourth day, God said, let Chris be a little stoned. So I slipped up. And by slipped up, I mean slipped right back into it. I'm not going anywhere, okay? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. 3 days was valiant. I'm still doing no drinking January. Otherwise known as dry January. I don't know why I said it like that. Anyways, today's episode is going to be a fun one because we're talking to some fun people about some fun things. And who doesn't love fun people and fun things? This episode really has it all. I mean, we've got gunshot wounds. We've got cheating. We've got a rogue diaper. So buckle up and get ready. If this is your first time listening to Chris vs. the People, highly recommend you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video options for your episodes, we do those up on youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople. In this episode, you'll see that I'm serving realtor realness. Yeah, I just needed to throw on a shirt that wasn't my pajamas because I have to wear a brighter color to contrast from the wall. If you watch, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I got this shirt for Christmas from my older brother. Thanks, Mike. And now I look like a realtor because I showered and got my hair ready for bed. No one gives a fuck. And as usual, we will be recording the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon. So if you aren't a member, go and join. It is a fun time. And the calls on there, we really can get PG-13, maybe even Don't Tell Your Mom, rated R. I mean, actually, I think R is like a good day. If you're a part of the people over on Patreon, I don't remember fucking anything. The gerbil? Hell nah. Anyways, we have a fun episode. And with that being said, let's get to our first call.
Hello.
Hi, Eve. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what fun story do you have for us today?
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm going to make a long story short. We are talking about, we're going to call her Tiffany.
Okay.
My best friend since I was in seventh grade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm now 23. We just stopped talking last year. So for context, my boyfriend got shot in March of 2024.
Oh, my God. Was he at that girl's birthday party in Salt Lake City last episode? Is that crazy to say?
It's not crazy to say, but it was definitely a different scenario than that.
I was gonna say, like, if I may ask, just because I'm a nosy bitch, how did he get the gunshot wound?
Oh boy, so that's a long story that I'm not really gonna go into, just because
I love the boundary, respecting the boundary, moving on from the boundary. So what more context do you have?
But he's fine. Everything's fine. So after he got shot in March of 2024, my best friend on what's the one in September?
9/11?
Labor Day.
Oh. Labor Day. Yes, that one in September.
Right, that one. So Labor Day of 2024, my best friend at the time, like I said, Tiffany, she texted me. She goes, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Oh, not much. Like, but my fiance will DD me. Like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go out to?"
How many months prior to this in September was the gunshot?
6 months prior.
Oh, shit. Okay. So it's still pretty relevant.
Pretty relevant. But I will say, because of the way that he got shot, it went in and out. It was all fat. Like, I'm talking, this man was in and out of the hospital in 2 hours, and he said that his sciatica hurt worse than his gunshot wound.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thank you for setting that scene, because, like, I'm literally picturing, like, a war veteran, I think. So by last September, he was, like, totally fine?
Yes, pretty much. It
okay.
was almost completely healed.
Okay, got it. I just was, just wanted to, I guess I don't know why I wanted to know, but now we do.
No, but you want to know. I get it. I'm nosy too. So on that Monday, and I remember it was a Monday. I Googled it. I double checked for you. Me, my fiance, her and her boyfriend were all going to either go out to the bar or go to like a bar and grill or something, right?
Okay. Yeah, love a bar. I love a bar and grill. I get it.
So many bar and grills where I live, let me tell you.
Oh, same.
So we were like, okay, we're just going to go out to a bar and grill. We're going to have like a chill night, but it's Labor Day. We're off the next day. Like, let's all go drinking, right? And so she texted me and she's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Like, what's going on?" And I was like, "Oh, I have to close at my job," which at the time, like, we closed at 10 o'clock. So it was not that bad. So I was like, "Okay, when I get home, let's just go out afterwards," right? And I specifically said, I was looking at the text. I said, "I don't want to host."
Oh my God, I love that you have the text like out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. My little sister found them on my iPad for me because I do have her blocked, but she did find them.
Come on, little sister. Shout out to you. Oh my God. So you were like, "I'm so down for this, but listen, I am not putting out anything. I cannot host."
Yeah, because I had just gotten off of work. The apartment wasn't clean. I was like, "Listen, we can go out, but I don't want, you know, 10 million people at my house. Frankly, I don't want to be at my house."
No, and that is so real.
That's what I said. And I have that in the text.
And I think also it's really great that you were like so upfront with exactly, like, there's no hidden meaning here. It's like you're like, yes and no.
Well, and I'm hella autistic and she knows that. And so when I say something, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not gaslighting you. I'm not trying to say something crazy. I'm telling you, like, I don't want people in my space. This is how I feel right now.
Yeah, face value.
So anyway, her and her boyfriend come over to my house and we're trying to figure out where to go. And so I suggest, you know, like I said, the state that I live in is so many fucking bar and grills. I work at one now. There's a million of them. And so I'm suggesting all these different places and she doesn't want to go to this one because it's this. She doesn't want to go to this one because it's this and blah, blah, whatever, right?
Ugh, I already hate Tiffany, just for the record. Let the record show, Your Honor. Oh, my God.
I would also like to add that I was friends with this girl for so long and this was not the first issue that we had. Like, we probably stopped talking and then started talking again like 3 or 4 times before this even happened. This was just the final straw. Like, I'm done. I'm never talking to you again.
Would you say that it's a toxic friendship or you guys just had your rough patches?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think when we were younger, it was like, oh, it's a rough patch. Like, not a big deal. And then as we got older, it was definitely like, okay, this is very toxic. Like, it just wasn't.
It wasn't hitting the way it should be.
Yeah, now I have best friends and I have people that I mean, my fiance is my friend since kindergarten. So I know how a good best friendship should feel. And it just was not that.
Oh my God, not you taking a fat shit on all of us saying, "Suck it, bitches. I've known my person since kindergarten." Wow.
I'm very proud of
that. That is like, that's an incredible two truths and a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, back to the story.
After like an hour of being at me and my fiance's apartment, I was like, okay, fuck it. Like, you don't want to go to any of the 10 places that I've suggested. So I start hitting up all my friends and I'm like, hey, like, who wants to come over? Like, what's the word? What's going on? Mind you, it is a Monday night also. So not a lot of people are like, yeah, let's go out. No, it's a Monday night. People have work in the morning. Oh, I guess also some backstory I should add to this is that my fiance was late. Okay, so March was a really rough time for us.
Okay, I believe you just based off of your voice.
He was also laid off in March of 2024.
As a result of the gunshot or before?
It was kind of a result of the gunshot. They said that they didn't have any more work for him.
Oh, that's...
But I know the way that this... Like, they definitely laid him off because he took a week off of work because he got shot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was. Yeah. That is so fucking insane to me. Jesus Christ.
Because America.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even need to ask where you lived because, honey, I know.
Because I included in the story that my boyfriend got shot.
Yeah, this story really has a lot of clues that we live in America and that this story is, in fact, taking place in America.
Yeah, so he had gotten laid off, and so he didn't have work in the morning. And then at the time, I worked in fast food, and I worked night shifts, so we didn't have anything in the morning. And the same thing with my friend. So it wasn't, like, a big deal for us to go out on a Monday night or get fucked up on a Monday night. But obviously, no one else is interested in that.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So me, my fiancé... Tiffany and her boyfriend are all hanging out at our apartment, me and my fiancés. And I FaceTime my sister and I'm talking to her and I'm just like, oh, this is, you know, how my fiance is healing. Like, and I'm on FaceTime and I flip the camera and I show her his like gunshot wound. Cause like I said, you know, pretty much completely healed at the time. And I'm like, and she's like looking at it and she's like, oh, I'm so glad he's doing so much better. Well, apparently Tiffany is fucking bored. Because she has shoes on in my house, which is a whole different story.
Oh my God, girl, I could go off on a fucking tangent of all tangents about shoes on in my house. I feel you.
Take them off. This is carpet. Why the fuck do you have shoes on in my house?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and what else was she doing besides this?
While I'm on FaceTime with my sister, I'm so glad she's here because I asked her, I was like, I'm not crazy, right? She has her shoe on and she's kicking my fiance in his like gunshot wound, which yes is closed at this point, but it's been 6 months since he got shot. That is not fully healed.
It also, like, I don't know if there is a time when kicking someone's gunshot wound is appropriate.
It's appropriate.
Like, I don't think there's like a grieving, right? I don't think there's a grieving time frame. Like, that just seems like a, oh, you have a gunshot wound, definitely not kicking it.
I would have to agree, frankly.
Wait, what do you mean kicking it? Like winding it up and then... Huh?
Yes, like winding it up and then like kicking him and then would take her shoe on his gunshot wound and like drag it down. But was like kind of kicking him hard.
What? Waka waka what? What did your boyfriend say to all this?
Oh, you know what my boyfriend said? He said, get the fuck out of my house.
I literally, yeah, I would be like, babe, do you want to know what it's like to have someone kick a gunshot wound? Because if you don't get the fuck out, I'll show you. Like, I honestly am floored. I've heard so much shit on this show. I've in my whole fucking 32 years of life, have never heard of someone kicking a gunshot wound.
Yes. And like, okay, like I said, it was not that bad of a gunshot, but... Again,
I don't think there's a good gunshot to kick. Like, I just, this to me feels like a non-negotiable. Like, what? Just kicking a person in general at our age is kind of wild.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, you know, I understand you're bored. You know, we're fucking around because all of us have been friends for a long time. And so, you know, we do the whole, you fuck around, you wrestle in middle school and high school, whatever, but we're grown ass adults at this point. Like, I was 21 years old. She was in her 20s. Like, we're not, I had my own apartment. Like, why are we acting like this as grown people in the first place?
Wow, you really dodged a bullet with getting her out of your life. No pun intended or pun intended. I don't know where I stand on that one, but I just meant you really did dodge a bullet.
I did, but it gets better.
Oh, no. Is that a sarcastic better?
Yeah, kind of.
Great.
That's like definitely the worst of it, but like the text messages after were crazy. So
is she defending it?
Yes, pretty much.
What was her reason?
So she didn't directly defend it. I didn't even bring it up in text because she texted me.
No, I think once you're kicked out of someone's house for kicking someone's gunshot wound, I think it's pretty obvious of what happened.
I agree. I don't think that, and I think that the way that she took it out on me was very obvious of like, you know that you're in the wrong. You know that what you did is wrong, and now you're trying to justify it somehow or the way that you're acting. And so that's kind of where the layoff and everything comes in, right? So she texts me, and she says, I'm going to read it verbatim. I'm just texting you this because I don't like when we go with things unsaid because I adore you dearly like a sister and we are too grown, so I know we won't ever let stupid shit affect us.
We are too grown. Why are you kicking a person in their gunshot wound specifically? Anyway, sorry. Jesus Christ. I mean, the fact that she's even saying like we're grown, it's like,
So act like it.
Sorry, continue.
So she said, but whatever bullshit my fiance's name and I get into, I don't associate with you or hold against you. And if there's any animosity you have towards me, I hope you'd feel comfortable enough to feel like you could speak to me about it. The reason I personally don't have respect for your fiance is because he's always so wishy-washy and demands respect when it's not received. And maybe I have some animosity because I feel like he doesn't carry his weight for you. Even if it's temporary, I know you love him. And it pisses me off, but that's also not my place. But regardless, he started shit on my graduation night and then got butt hurt over some stupid shit. And you of all people know he's lucky I didn't go in on his ass. And he only has grace because of my love for you. So I want you to know I respect and love you for you. And I don't want a boy to come between us. And I respect your relationship, just not your fiance as a person. Kind of like how you ended up with me and her ex situation. But I just wanted to say that and let it be known. And I want you to know that you can speak to me if you also have any feelings or things you want to discuss.
Babe, my jaw is on the ground.
Insane.
My jaw is on the ground.
And she's essentially implying that because my fiance got laid off, he's not worth shit. First of all, this is also like me and my fiance had already been together for years at this point, and I never paid a cent more on any one of our bills while he was laid off. For the entire, he had over a year's worth of savings for in case this happened.
No, you don't even need to explain this, Eve, because the thing is, there's still not a justifiable reason to kick someone, let alone in a recent injury epicenter. Are we on crack Coca-Cola? Because what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
that's a great question.
I don't respect your husband, so I kicked him in his recent wound? Like, are you actually fucking for real with me, Tiffany? Tiffany, I want your fucking address, and I will pull the fuck up, and I will step the fuck out. Because what?
It's crazy, right? Like, the whole thing is just insane, and that's how I felt in it, too. I was like, how am I supposed to feel bad because you kicked my fiance in his gunshot?
You're like, yeah, I do have animosity towards you. That's so funny. And I don't know how to explain that you shouldn't kick his fucking wound with the shoes you shouldn't have been wearing in the first place. Tiffany.
Period. Exactly. Why were your shoes on even in my house in the first place?
Wow. Okay. Like, you really got rid of dead weight. Good for you, girl. I mean, good for you.
But also, I had one of her cats at the time. So she gave me her cat, who I'm not going to name because that makes it obvious, but she gave me one of her cats.
As a gift or as like, you're going to do me a solid?
Both. Because that cat was very, so her house had a lot of animals. And so she was like, here, this cat doesn't really do that well around all the other animals. Like, she kind of just lives on my countertop. So like, you don't have any other animals here. Take this cat.
Did you want a cat?
Yes, I love cats. I have two now with my fiance.
Okay, amazing. Congratulations.
It was not great for her to be like, here, take this cat and like have it. And I love that cat. And every time I came over to her house, her cat would, who never got off the counter, would come up to her room and specifically find me. So it was like a perfect situation of like, here, make this cat happy, like get it off my hands, like blah, blah, whatever, right? So I had that cat for almost a year. I paid for multiple grooming appointments because the cat did not know how to groom herself. I took her to the vet multiple times because she was a senior cat. We're talking 8+. Like, oh, sorry. I had her for 2 years, apparently, my fiance says.
Oh, liar.
I had the cat for like a long time. And I texted her back and I was basically like, when can I get my keys back? Because, you know, best friend since seventh grade, obviously she has keys to my apartment.
Whoa.
And she was like, I don't have your keys. Like, I don't know where they are. And I was like, okay,
oof.
Well, I don't have spare keys. So what's going on? And this bitch goes, she goes, hold on. She said, do I look like an Apple AirTag? Which I'm not going to lie is very funny.
No, that's honestly hysterical, which, okay, kudos to Tiff in this one instance.
That's what I'm saying. It is funny. I'm not going to lie. But then she texted me back and said, well, you can go ahead and bring too. And I was like, oh, word.
She made you give back the motherfucking cat?
She made me bring the cat back. And she goes, it's because you said, or it's because you clearly can't care for the cat anymore. And I was like, the cat's old. The cat just needs extra care.
I would be like, sweetheart, you say another sentence and you're going to need a whole lot of different care for a different kitty. I mean, what? This bitch is crazy.
And I went back and forth about even giving her the cat back because I had the cat for almost 2 years. This is not, she's used to being in my home. She's used to me and my fiance. And at the end, she started to get kind of like freaked out around men in general. And so she didn't like my fiance.
Well, I guess Tiffany and her have that in common.
Apparently. But yeah. And then we stopped talking after that. I dropped off the cat at her house because I didn't want to fight about it. And I didn't want it to be a whole thing. So I dropped the cat off at her house. I blocked her. I stopped sharing my location. And I haven't talked to her since.
Does she still have keys? I don't believe that she doesn't have your keys. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, I don't either. But we moved apartments. Like, very shortly after that.
Okay, love. So there's no way that she can enter.
Yeah, she has no idea where we live because we... That's one of the situations that is the reason we don't give our address. We don't give keys. We don't give people things anymore, so...
Period. Good for you. I mean, like, not good for you because of, like, half of the stuff that you mentioned. But, like, I'm glad that you got rid of this person. Like, they sound awful.
I mean, you know, it was great having a girl best friend, but like, I still have a lot of friends that I'm very close with. And everyone I talk to, I mean, even her boyfriend while they were leaving the house just kind of looked off. Like, he was like, I don't know what just happened. Like,
no, he's literally processing the same way I am. He just wasn't recording a fucking podcast. He's like, wait, excuse me?
Exactly. Like, I can't.
Wow.
I don't know. It was a whole situation. But that was a year ago. And then me and my fiance just got engaged in November, so.
Oh my God, congratulations. I'm wishing you guys all the happiness.
Thank you.
In the world. Wow, that's so exciting. Go off. Thank you so much for sharing and being on today's episode. What a fucking whirlwind.
It was great talking to you. I've been watching you for years and years, and I got that call and literally freaked out. And I told my fiance and my sister, I was like, I'm going to be on my favorite podcast ever. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, bitch. Are you trying to make me cry? I've been crying so much lately.
Oh, absolutely.
That is so fucking nice. Thank you so much. And I'm honored to have you on my podcast. So thank you so much for coming on.
Of course, Chris. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all. There are like stories of people that suck, and then there's stories of people who suck that you personally now feel that you have animosity towards, and that's exactly how I'm feeling. Like, I need to take up like Muay Thai or like fucking kickboxing or something to get this out. I feel so annoyed that stupid people like Tiffany fucking exist. Fucking Tiffany. Anyways, our next call is going to take a little bit of a turn because it's about a relationship.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you got for us today?
Oh, today I was going to tell you the story about how my brother's ex-wife, who he was with for about 10 years, she left him for a woman who was actually her best friend, and she had been cheating on him. For 10 years with.
Oh, whoa. Okay. We have a family tree, infidelity in a decade. Damn. So your brother was married to this woman for 10 years, and the entire 10 years she was cheating on him with her best friend. Is that correct? Who is a woman?
Well, so he was married to her. They were together for a total of 10 years.
Got it. Okay.
They were married for like 4 or 5 years.
But she was cheating the entire time?
So that is my theory after digging and searching through.
Oh, so you're an FBI agent. Fuck yeah. You're like one of the only ones I'd love to talk to. Hell yeah. Okay, so how did you find out, or I guess how did he find out that she was cheating on him?
Okay, so I found out, I got home from like school, from college for Thanksgiving break, and I got home from the airport one day, and they were supposed to pick me up. They didn't pick me up, and I didn't know why they couldn't pick me up, but I saw her that day. It was all normal. It was like the last time I ever saw her, and it was so normal. And the next day I came home from school, and my brother's there with all three of their dogs, their two cats, and all of his bags. And I'm like, so what's going on? And he's like, so basically for the last 6 months, she's been like, hey, like, I might be curious about girls, but I don't want anything to change. Like, I want this relationship to stay, blah, blah, blah. Like, she didn't want any different, and she just wanted to talk about it and, like, go to therapy. And
okay.
And, like, that is a completely different story. Like, that's, like, he was very supportive, and, you know, like, I'm not trying to hate on that. Anywho, but she was covering up the fact that she had feelings for her best friend. I'll call her Nina. Her best friend, then they've been friends as long as she's known my brother.
Oof. Did he ever suspect that, like, they might have been...
They...
He did?
Like, so the 6 months, like, before I found out, like, when he... Like, when she was kind of trying to be, like, honest and open with him, he was like, what about this friend? What about Nina? Like, tell me, like, that's just, like, that's nothing. And she kept reassuring her, like, no, that's nothing, that's nothing. And,
oh,
and
no.
Then, like, it comes, and she's like, actually, I do think I'm starting to have feelings for her. So my brother's rightfully like, you need to, like, have some distance with Nina for a long time. And they were getting in fights where, like, she would pretend to, like, go to her sister's house because her sister moved to this city. And she wouldn't be at her sister's house. She'd turn her location off and she'd be at Nina's house.
Not Nina.
Yeah. Nina, like, is a man-hater down. Like, very verbal about it on all platforms.
Is she, like, an out lesbian? Has she been? Is she, like, outly queer?
Nina's an out lesbian.
Okay.
Yes.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nina's always been out.
Okay, got
it. And, like, best friend but wasn't at my brother's wedding, their wedding.
Ooh.
Right.
What's the tea with that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably because they were in love.
Oh, got it. Okay. So true. It just, the way you said it made it sound like that was a whole different story. And I was like, this sounds like a rabbit hole. I am more than bi-curious to go down.
No, yeah. It's for sure is a rabbit hole. We've fallen down. But
wow.
I'll be sure.
So how did he find out that she was at Nina's that night?
Okay, so the night I came home from work in, he was telling me what was going on. He's like, they had just like made up, but he was like, we can't spend Thanksgiving together.
And they're married at this point, correct?
Yeah, they're married. They're married.
Capital M.
So like they're at their house and like, he's like, we can't spend Thanksgiving together. So she's like, I'm going to go to my sister-in-law's house, but let's promise each other we're not going to turn our locations off. Even though she's the one that's been turning her location off.
I was going to say, that's interesting.
So 30 minutes goes by, location off.
30 minutes after saying that declaration, she has her location off?
Yes, literally 30 minutes later.
That's crazy. We have some fucking characters in today's episode. My God. Oh my God, 30 minutes after. I mean, bring in Tiffany Pollard, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Like, what? Oh my God. Okay, so what happened next with Nina? Nina Benina.
My dearest mother calls my sister-in-law's sister. So, and it's like, hey, I want to, like, hey, just checking on her. We don't know if she's doing okay. Is she on the way to your house? She's like, oh, no, she's not coming to my house. She's going to Nina's.
And so that confirmed it. And my brother comes over to the house and is like, so this is what's going on.
Oh my God. The sister threw her under the fucking bus.
Yeah, because she had no idea. Like, her family definitely had no idea.
This is incredible. I mean, like, not for, you know, your brother, but like, just from a story plot line point of view. Whoa.
When I told my friends, like, when I had to drop this bomb to everyone, they're like, Sarah, what is your life? Like, come on now.
So they got divorced, I'm assuming, pretty recently after. How long ago, like, was this whole reckoning?
This was 2 years ago. So, I'm graduating college. This is my sophomore year of college.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. But so after that, the next morning, like, my brother went over to his house and he was spiraling, and his best friend called us and was like, you need to go over there, because he just called me and found like texts on his computer. And it was like, well, she had left her computer open at the house because she's sick and twisted and evil. And my brother saw all the texts between her and Nina. And, like, the recent ones, too. So it was like, I love spending the night in your bed. Like, can't wait for this to be forever. Like, while she's actively pretending that she wants to work on this relationship with my brother. I mean, marriage. Like, literal marriage. And so she tried to leave the ring in the mailbox and, like, wouldn't come and, like, face my brother to his face. And so when we saw the text, my mom and I were like spiraling. And so I was going through her Instagram and I found a picture that she had like drawn a year prior. And the picture, I know this sounds crazy, but you have to believe me. She drew this picture and it was her, Nina, holding hands, and my brother like in a bubble to the side. And like her and Nina, like, were making a tree, and the tree was like saying like all these things, like, my thoughts matter, I'm empowered. And like, my brother was like in a gray cloud, and like the trunk of the tree, like, I'm not trying to be vulgar, but it was just so apparent. You know how like there's like the hole in the tree where like an animal will go in like an hour?
Uh-huh. I wonder what this could be.
Yeah, it was a vagina.
Yeah.
Like, it was a vagina.
Oh my God. This is on her Instagram?
Yes.
Is it still on her Instagram? Can I go look at this?
Yes. She's private, dude, but...
Oh, that is honestly crazy, just to post Instagram randomly.
It gets crazier, Chris, I promise. I go to the house, I'm looking on her desk, I'm looking for it anywhere. I look up on the wall, it's framed. It's fucking framed.
Oh.
It's framed on the wall. And then I found her art journal, and it's just like the same shit, like very subliminal messages, like very much, I want to be lesbian and I'm suppressing it.
Here's the fucking thing, okay? It happens. People grow and change and evolve into who they are meant to be as a person. And that's understandable. But to be that fucking delusional about it is actually really insane, because it's like, that's a fucking whole other person and family that you are not taking into account. That is crazy to me.
And there was like a lot of other things, like a personal thing that happened to my brother that I'm not going to share, but like, it was malicious, and she did it to him on his birthday. And then came out on Instagram the next day to everybody that she was bisexual. Like, it was crazy. And, like, none of us had a single clue or, like, hint at it. And now her and this girl are married, and they live in a different state. But she got her doctorate or whatever. She goes by Doctor My Last Name. She goes by My Last Name.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, she calls herself Doctor
Blank. Yeah. Wow. Wow, the fucking... See, I have to be honest, am jealous of these people who just don't even have a shred of reality.
Mm-mm.
They are living in their own fucking world.
Yeah.
And that... Like, it sounds so nice, but then to think about this point of view of, like, ew, you're literally disgusting...
She had stomach problems and like migraine problems and all these things that we couldn't figure out for years. Like, the doctors couldn't figure out. It was anxiety eating her alive because she was lying to a whole entire family for years. Okay, I missed this part. On Pride that year, so this happened in Thanksgiving of the year, in Pride, first day of Pride on June,
posted like pictures of them together, and the caption was best friends photo shoot question mark. And in the pictures, I shit you not, there was one picture of them hugging after my sister-in-law got engaged to my brother.
This is like every single moment of this story is worse than the moment before.
No, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This, that, I just don't understand like the viciousness of it. It's like, okay, I've changed as a person and I feel differently. That is expected. It fucking sucks. But I don't get why make it harder for yourself.
I do feel like Nina, like in the text messages, Nina, like when I say she was a manhandler, like she was saying awful shit about my brother. My brother is I'm not going to be like standing by no man. That's bullshit. My brother is an amazing person. Like my brother is a special needs teacher. Like he's an amazing person. This woman used an amazing guy because she knew she could get away with it.
Ugh. That is your brother. Okay. Has he like gotten like happier?
You know? Yeah.
Okay,
like,
good.
He's happier. Even if he doesn't realize it, he's gotten better.
Oh, I don't know how you like. Like, I feel like that just ruins your trust forever.
They never broke up, not once. They, like, hooked up at a party after he had asked her out so many times. And since they hooked up, she was like, well, I've never done that before, so we have to be boyfriend and girlfriend. So lesbian of her.
I was just going to say, oh, my God, what a lesbian.
And so they never broke up. And then they were together ever since. And I was, like, in fifth grade when I met her. Like, I knew her, like, half my formative life.
That is really wild. Holy shit. Like, do you ever feel like getting revenge for your brother? Because, like, I think about, like, if this happened to my brother, I would have to be put on house arrest, like, the whole ankle monitor and all. Like, I would have to be, like, monitored 24/7.
The night he told me everything for the first time, I was, like, ready to go to the house and get the ring myself off of her finger.
The ring? Bitch, I would go over there and fucking fight. Wow.
My friends and all have a joke. It's like, whenever the purge hits, we all know who is first hit. And it's my sister-in-law for everybody.
Honestly, holy shit. That's really wild. Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, and yeah, so that's my life.
Hey, thank you. What's next on Disney Channel?
Honestly, we have another call. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Oh my God, we really have some insane people, like insane characters today.
I can't wait to watch the podcast.
Oh my God, girl, buckle up. Wow, thank you again though for sharing, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
So yeah, thank you for calling. Love you so much. Watch all your stuff all the time. You're so funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. You too. Bye.
Of course. Bye bye.
Like, I know I keep saying it, but we have some fucking characters this episode. Like, I know this kind of humanity is out there, and by humanity I mean like lack thereof. But like that, damn, I didn't even know that both of these stories were going to have two absolute pieces of shit as main characters. Woof. I mean, and with that being said, let's get to the next call.
Hello.
Hi, Sage. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what's your story you've got for us?
So back in April of 2021, I was all about being so nice and helpful. I took a man home because he only lived like a mile away and he was wearing a diaper.
Okay. 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 So did you know this man, or like this was like you met him out at a bar?
He was at my friend's work, which is like a bar. He looked my age, but I did not know him.
Was he like 89? Is that why he had a diaper?
No, he was like 21.
What? Was this man like a power bottom? Why is he in a diaper?
I believe you were correct. He went to get in my car and he was like, oh, I have a diaper on, by the way. And I was like, okay. and I thought maybe it was a medical problem.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Like, obviously, I'm not talking about a medical thing, just to be clear. Like, I realized that, no, people definitely have medical things. Did I just dig myself a huge fucking hole? Come and get me, girls!
I was hoping. I think it was hoping. And he got in the car, and he was like, yeah, most people think that's some pretty weird kink.
It's a kink?
Yeah.
What
apparently.
Wearing a diaper is someone's kink?
And he's not the only one. He was telling me about his ex-girlfriend, who was like a 55-year-old woman. And apparently she was into it as well.
Well, no shit. She probably missed having her kids at home. So she's like, let me go find a fucking 18-year-old and dress him up in diapers. And then he just never learned how to stop sucking on his thumb and take them off and put on underwear.
Yeah, at that point, I was like, he might kill me. So I just need to be nice and respectful.
I think he might kill me. He's in my car. You drove home?
I drove him home, not to my house.
Oh.
No. He does not know where I live.
Okay, let's keep it that way. Did you hook up with him that night?
Oh, no. I literally took him home and blocked him.
Okay, period.
I did take photos.
Well, you gotta take photos. I mean, come on. You need it for the archive.
Right. He was like, will you? And I was like, you know what? Yeah.
I'm sure. Is he wearing the diaper in the photos?
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Girl, don't play with my motherfucking emotions. You can send it to the number you're calling to. Oh my God, shut the fuck up.
I got you.
If I see a man with a fucking diaper, I swear to God, a kink? But what? Did he explain the kink part at all? Because that's where I'm kind of confused.
A little bit. I don't know. Because I try not to kink shame no matter what.
Oh my God, it's raw diaper. It's like just diaper. Oh my God.
Yes.
Guys, it's just fucking like diaper. I thought it was like you were going to notice his pants are puffy. He has his pants open. Revealing that he is in fact wearing what looks like a high-waisted diaper. So very on trend or off trend, debating on when that, whatever. Baby didn't have a poopy in it, did it?
I don't know, but there were points where he did make noise and I was like...
Did he make noise or did something on his person make noise?
I couldn't tell you.
That is when I would say, I hope you have two opposable thumbs because you are going to be putting them to use on this street, and dropped him off right there.
He could have been a serial killer and I could have just like been too nice for him.
Well,
you know?
If it is, this is going to be a crazy picture for them to have in the documentary as evidence that this person existed and was in fact wearing a diaper. Where was that picture found? You took that?
It was in the woods. When I was 19, I had no sense of danger.
Wait.
Like I do now at 25.
Wait. So did you guys meet? You guys met organically at the bar. How did you get these pictures? You took them?
Yes. He asked me on the way home.
Okay. So you already knew he had a diaper on.
Yes.
Oh my God, girl, yeah. You took those? Oh my God, I thought they were like from his Facebook or something.
Oh no, we were out in the woods.
I had no idea I was on the phone with Annie Leibovitz right now. Holy shit.
And he lived with his mom.
His mom or the 55-year-old woman he was fucking?
Oh, you never know. I hope his mom.
Oh, I don't know which I hope it is, to be perfectly fucking honest. Wow, he's like, I am just honestly shocked to see the diaper.
I would love to see his, like, Google.
I wish you didn't block him because now I, like, want to know more about him. Like, I feel like there's some investigative journalism that you could be doing.
Yeah, but...
No, but you're smart and blocking him and staying safe and also, comma, alive.
Yeah, I was kind of, at that point, I was like, oh, there's people like that out there around me.
I don't know if I'm judging you, but, like, I'm definitely gagged by the fact that you had knowledge of said diaper and then got out of the car to take pictures of him in the woods wearing said diaper.
If I was gonna die, I wanted to have a photo of him. I'm a lot smarter now than I'm older, but...
Oh, my God. This is, like, so weirdly, randomly, so funny.
Yeah, Georgia.
Oh, say fucking less. I should have guessed it was somewhere in that vicinity. Oh, holy yeah. Shit. Sage, thank you so much for sharing this little nugget with us.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good night.
Oh my God, I hope you have a good rest of your day. And oh my God, I cannot get over the fact that there were pictures.
Oh yeah, I was like, nobody in ever going to believe me. I have to take photos.
And you know, I was like, yeah, like, it is like, was he actually? It's like one of those game shows they do on TV where they're like, behind you are dancing laboo-boos smoking crack. And it's like, okay, nope, the pictures, I would show them to the screen, but I'm respecting all's privacy. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't just say so.
No, you did, but I'm not going to show them still unless you don't care.
No, because it does look kind of full.
It does look kind of full. Like, you said it, not me, but I definitely thought it. Oh my God. Sage, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Oh, bye. Guys, this episode was an episode of motherfucking characters. One story just got kind of more whack than the next. I mean, we started off pretty crazy, but god damn. I'm very excited because I fear / hope that the theme of characters carries on in the after show, because all the person wrote for the call that we're doing on the after show was Family Christmas Brawl of 2019. Immediate click. Click. So if you want to watch that and enjoy that, come on over to the Patreon where we're doing the Chris vs. the People after show. And if not, I will see you next week. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts, and watch episodes up on our YouTube channel, Chris vs. the People. If you've got a little extra time, be sure to give it 5 stars and rate it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And with that being said, I will either see you on the after show or next week. Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.